Good morning. It's Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today, three stories that close a loop the UAE has been waiting to close for 2 years. Advanced NVIDIA chips finally on UAE soil, Mubadala leading a Series A that quietly redraws the Emirates' SME finance map, and Sharjah turning four global tech giants into a national AI talent pipeline. First up, sovereign compute is no longer theoretical. UAE Ambassador to the United States Youssef Al-Otaib confirmed yesterday that the first shipment of NVIDIA's most advanced AI processors has been physically delivered into the country. He made the announcement at an Atlantic Council roundtable in Washington, framing the delivery as the moment the long-negotiated US-UAE chip pipeline moved from paperwork to silicon on the dock. The shipment is the leading edge of a much larger commitment. The US Commerce Department approved several billion dollars of NVIDIA and AMD AI semiconductor exports to the Emirates last October. The country's broader allocation is widely understood to involve up to 500,000 NVIDIA Blackwell-class GPUs over the next several years. That's on top of the AMD systems already earmarked for the Stargate UAE build-out, which is being led by G42 with OpenAI, Oracle, SoftBank, and Cisco. Otaib was unusually direct. He said the UAE is not hedging its tech stack and is doubling down on American silicon. The first batch will go into the early phase of the 5-gigawatt Abu Dhabi Sindebi AI campus, with an initial 1-gigawatt cluster slated to come online during 2026. That's the project that will host the Stargate UAE training infrastructure. And it's also the substrate that lets the recently launched UAE National AI Test and Validation Lab actually run the kind of large-scale agent evaluations it was set up for. Without the chips, the assurance layer announced last week was running on promise. With them, it's running on hardware. Why does this matter? For the past 18 months, the Gulf AI story has been built on architectures, MOUs, and political signaling. Today, it's built on tangible compute that buyers can put on a procurement document. Sovereign capacity at this scale tilts the regional balance further toward Abu Dhabi. It gives G42 customers a credible delivery date for the first time, and it resets the bar Saudi Arabia and Qatar will need to clear with their own US chip pipelines if they want to keep pace. Now this is interesting. Story 2. Mubadala just led CredibleX's Series A, and quietly drew the UAE's embedded SME finance map for the AI era. UAE-based embedded finance startup CredibleX announced a Series A round on Wednesday led by Mubadala Investment Company. Further ventures returned. The total raise was $15 million in equity. The company is regulated out of ADGM by the Financial Services Regulatory Authority. Its core product is a working capital stack that plugs revenue-based, receivables, and payables financing into the systems SMEs already use to run their businesses. The round comes on top of a $100 million senior secured credit facility CredibleX closed with Pollen Street Capital in September. And it comes on top of an earlier $55 million debt, an equity seed in late 2024. The combined picture is of a UAE SME lender that's been quietly assembling something closer to a non-bank financial infrastructure than a vertical fintech. There are already more than 70 distribution partners piping its underwriting and disbursement into invoicing platforms, marketplaces, and procurement systems across the Emirates. The capital is earmarked for what the company calls enhanced technology and data capabilities. In the embedded SME finance category, that's shorthand for AI underwriting, real-time cash flow modeling, and risk pricing on transaction data the partner ecosystem generates. Mubadala leading is the part that should make every Gulf fintech founder re-read the deck. The sovereign isn't in the habit of writing fintech Series A checks unless the underlying data and compliance posture meets a much higher procurement bar than the round size alone implies. Why does this matter? The MENA SME finance gap is the single largest unsolved problem in the region's growth story. And AI underwriting on local transaction data is the only path that scales Wadi without subsidizing losses. Mubadala backing CredibleX validates that thesis at sovereign scale. It quietly tells every other embedded finance player in the UAE that the procurement game is now about data, models, and compliance, not channel partnerships. Expect a wave of consolidation as smaller embedded lenders that can't match that AI and risk stack get folded into platforms that can. Okay, story number three. And it's the one that ties the whole stack together. Sharjah just wired Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and Upgrad into a national AI talent pipeline, and the 2-year clock is ticking. The UAE's Artificial Intelligence, Digital Economy, and Remote Work Applications Office on Thursday launched Digital Talents in Sharjah. It's a 2-year program co-built with the University of Sharjah and the American University of Sharjah. Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and Upgrad are signed on as global technology partners. The framework MOU was signed by Sakra Bin Halib, the AI Office's executive director, and Dr. Todd Lawson, Chancellor of the American University of Sharjah. It happened in front of an industry audience that read like a directory of who's hiring for AI roles in the Emirates. The program covers structured upskilling in AI, cloud, data engineering, and applied machine learning. Hands-on training is delivered jointly by the universities and the technology partners. Plus, there's a placement layer that maps qualified graduates into open enterprise roles inside the partner ecosystem and the wider UAE economy. It's explicitly not a generic certification farm. The architecture is closer to a national apprenticeship pipeline. The curriculum is co-owned by the AI office, so what gets taught tracks against the agentic and applied AI capabilities the country is actually trying to deploy. The political backdrop matters here. The UAE has committed publicly to running half of its government services through AI within 2 years. The Microsoft AI Diffusion Index just put the country at 70.1% AI adoption among working-age adults. And the chip shipment from Story One means there'll soon be more compute on shore than there's trained talent to run it. The Sharjah program is the first of the federal-level talent vehicles that explicitly tries to solve the next bottleneck before it bites. Why does this matter? The hardest scarcity in Meta AI right now isn't chips, capital, or even data. It's people who can ship production AI on local infrastructure. By turning Sharjah into the pilot for a national talent pipeline that the AI office actually owns, the UAE has signaled that the country is treating talent as a sovereign asset, not a procurement line item. Founders and AI leaders should read the partner list very carefully. Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and Upgrade just got a structured top of funnel into UAE AI hiring that no independent recruiter can match. Right, let's wrap up with the AI in Arabia view. Read together today's three stories closer to loop that's been open in the UAE story for 2 years. The chips have arrived, the application layer capital has a sovereign anchor in Mubadala-backed Credible X, and the talent pipeline that turns the first two into actual deployed product just got a federal owner with hyperscaler partners on the masthead. Compute, capital, and capability are now lining up on the same Abu Dhabi calendar. The consequence is that the cost of running a real AI workload inside the UAE is about to drop in a way that buyers across the Gulf will feel within 2 quarters. The forward-looking implication is uncomfortable for the rest of the region. Saudi Arabia still has the larger compute build-out on paper, with Humane's 2.2 gigawatt roadmap and the recent Humane One partnership with AWS. But the UAE has just demonstrated end-to-end execution velocity that'll be very hard to copy without an equivalent talent vehicle and an equivalent application layer capital base. Founders should be planning UAE first launches if their product depends on certified infrastructure, sovereign compliance, and a deep AI-trained hiring pool. Investors should be writing into the layer between sovereign infrastructure and end application that Credible X-style platforms now occupy. And policymakers across the region should treat today's news as the new floor for what a credible national AI strategy looks like. Chips on the dock, sovereigns writing application layer checks, a federal talent pipeline already in execution. That's the AI Mess A for Saturday from AI in Arabia's Intelligence Desk. We'll see you tomorrow.